The last time we spoke, I discussed Kemp Station's small sugar bush and our newly installed tubing system for gravity flow sap collection. Mark your calendars for our open house on Saturday, April 11th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We plan to demonstrate our maple sap collection system as well as our boiling, filtration, and bottling methods. As of last week, Tuesday, sap was flowing into our collection tank. So maple season is here. Did you ever wonder how sap flows from maple trees? I thought we could explore that today. Maple sap flow for maple syrup production occurs during a narrow window in late winter and early spring. We need cold nights with temperatures below freezing and warm days with temperatures above freezing. This freeze-thaw cycle creates pressures within the tree, moving sap through the wood xylem to our tap holes. During the freeze cycle, temperatures drop below freezing. Gas, mainly CO2, in the tree's fiber cells, which are just adjacent to the water-conducting vessels, contracts, and some of it dissolves into the sap. This creates a vacuum or negative pressure, which draws water up from the roots and soil to replenish the tree. You might be thinking that the ground is frozen. How can liquid water be available? Well, with adequate snow cover, frozen ground only goes down a few inches. As of last Tuesday, the ground temperatures at Kemp Station was 32 degrees at 2 inches down and 32.2 degrees at 4 inches down. Snow is a very good insulator. During the thaw cycle, temperatures rise above freezing. The ice that formed in the fiber cells melts and those CO2 gases expand. This gas expansion generates positive internal pressure. This pressure can significantly exceed atmospheric pressure, forcing sap out of any wound in a tree, such as a broken branch or a drilled tap hole. We have a pressure gauge connected to a tap hole on one of our trees at Kemp Station. At night, you see the negative pressure form in the tree. As it warms up during the late morning, the pressure will move from negative to positive, sometimes approaching 25 psi. That's close to the pressure in your car tires. To make use of this tree pressure, a small hole is drilled into the sapwood and a spout or spile is inserted. Sap will drip from the spout during the thaw cycle and stop when the pressure falls to zero. Commercial producers that use vacuum pumps on their lines can continue to vacuum sap from the tree even after the natural internal pressure falls to zero. Now, sap is not just water. It contains sugars, which are stored in the Ray parenchyma cells. During the dormant season, these living cells convert stored starch into sucrose, which acts as a natural antifreeze for the tree. In the spring, these sugars are concentrated in the xylem sap to support the upcoming bud burst. These sugars are the fuel to help build the new canopy leaves in the spring. Raw sap is typically 98% water and about 2% sugar. To create syrup, producers must remove most of the water through boiling. It takes approximately 40 gallons of sap to produce just 1 gallon of maple syrup. The sap season is short, typically lasting about 4 to 6 weeks. The flow naturally concludes when the freeze-thaw cycle stops or when the tree begins to bud out. Once buds begin to develop, the chemical composition of the sap changes, resulting in a buddy flavor that is unsuitable for high-quality maple syrup production. By leveraging the science of the freeze-thaw cycle, maple syrup producers tap into the first sweet harvest of the year. Watch for our April 11th program announcements in the coming days. This demonstration project will offer hands-on examples of sap collection and maple syrup processing. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovey from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.